Урок комплекс 6. Страница 274. 1.1. Произнесите, подражая образцу.
Р. Right rain.
Страница 274. 1.2. Произнесите, подражая образцу.
Red, rain, risk, read, rose, rosy, rifle, riddle, raffle, rude, rye, wren, wrench, wrist.
Страница 274. 1.4. Произнесите новые слова, подражая образцу.
Read, write, repeat, remember, forget. Road, radio, listen to the radio, on the radio, right, left, to the right, to the left, be right, correct, classroom, orange, married, camera, Russia, Russian, America, the United States of America, American, January.
Упражнение к странице 278. 1. Прочитайте вслух примеры на новые слова.
1. My son's only 6, but he can read and write. He likes to read, and I'm happy.
2. It isn't very difficult for me to understand them. They speak very slowly.
3. Shall I repeat? Shall I repeat it? Could you repeat it, please?
4. Right. Correct. That's right. That's correct. Is that right? Is that correct?
5. You're right. She's right. Am I right?
6. The cinema's on the right. The bookshop's on the left. It's to the right of the bus stop. It's to the left of the hotel.
7. You remember Sally Rogers, don't you? She's married to my cousin.
Упражнение к странице 278. 2. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
1. Excuse me, is that shop on my right the radio shop?
No, the radio shop's to the left of that cafe.
Oh, good. I'm lucky to find it so soon. 2. I know him, I'm sure. But I can't remember his name.
Jerry Smith.
He's an American student, isn't he?
Yes. Jerry rents a flat next door to us. He speaks Russian and very often asks me to correct his mistakes.
I see.
Упражнение к странице 279. 3. Прослушайте и прочитайте текст вслух.
Ruth is tall, slim and very beautiful. She's an American student on a visit to Russia. Ruth speaks Russian and she's good at it. She likes to read books by Russian writers and she needs a good dictionary. Ruth finds a big bookshop. She goes in and asks the shop assistant, "Have you got any new Russian dictionaries?" "Oh, yes," the assistant says. "Take a look at those shelves on the right. They've got some very good dictionaries on them." "Oh, good," says Ruth. "Let me have a look."
Страница 283. Послушайте, как можно выразить извинение и сожаление по-английски.
3.1. 1. So sorry.
That's all right. 2. Oh, I'm very, very sorry.
That's all right. 3.2. I'm sorry. I haven't got your size. 3.3. Sorry? Pardon?
Sorry. Could you repeat that, please?
Упражнение к странице 281. 2. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
1. Excuse me, you're Jane Ross, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jane, do you remember me?
Of course I do. You're Terry Smith.
Jerry Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not good at names.
That's all right.
I do remember you, Jerry. It's nice to see you again. 2. Hello.
Hello. Oh, I'm late again. So sorry.
That's all right. It isn't very late yet. It's only 9:30.
Oh, is it? Good. Let's begin then.
Right.
3. Excuse me. That's my place. Look, seat number 10.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. 4. 542-0784. Holly Hotel. Can I help you?
Yes, please. Is Mr. Reston in? Room 49.
Mr. Reston? I don't know, madam. Could you hold on a moment? I'm sorry. He isn't in his room. Any message?
Yes, please ask him to call Mrs. Robbins on 572-0494.
Let me repeat. Call Mrs. Robbins on 572-0494. 0494.
Correct.
Страница 282. 4.1. Послушайте и посмотрите.
Mr. Bennett, Mr. Ellis. At 5 o'clock. At 4 o'clock. Dr. Smith, Dr. Adams. For the holiday. For a holiday. My sister Bess. My sister Anne. Your test. Your exam.
Упражнение к странице 283. 1. Прочитайте, подражая образцу.
1. For 5 days, for a minute, for a moment.
2. After classes, after a meal, after a short talk.
3. Before the exam, before exams, before a holiday.
4. 4 days, 4 autumn days. 4 models, 4 expensive models.
5. Your partners, your American partners, your Italian partners.
6. I'm sure I know him.
7. Are you sure of the date?
Yes, but I'm not sure of the time.
8. You're a doctor, aren't you?
9. They're on my list. They're in time.
10. Let's discuss it after a cup of coffee, right?
11. The door isn't closed. The car isn't open.
Упражнение к странице 283. 2. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалог.
In a shop.
I need a coat for a boy of 11.
Oh, just have a look at some of these. This coat's nice, isn't it? And it isn't very expensive.
No, but it's too short.
Too short? Oh, no. It's just right for a boy of 11. Is he very tall?
No, no. Let me have a look. Yes, of course. You're right. It is his size. Let me have it then.
Страница 283. 5.1. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee, please. 2. Right or left?
Left.
3.
Do you go on holiday in July or August?
July.
Упражнение к странице 284. 1. Прочитайте вслух, подражая образцу. Следите за интонацией.
1. Coffee or tea? Meat or fish? An orange or an apple? 2. By ship or plane? By bus or taxi? 3. Right or left? Large or small? Expensive or cheap? Easy or difficult? 4. Is her husband a pilot or a seaman? 5. Shall I park my car at the door or leave it in the car park? 6. Do you like classical music or pop music? 7. Is that radio set American or Japanese? 8. Can you come today or only on Tuesday? 9. Is it very difficult to keep such a big dog, or do you find it easy? 10. Can I take this dictionary, or do you still need it? 11. Excuse me, may I call you back in 5 or 10 minutes?